Well, the economics of homelessness are not necessarily really always top of the headlines, but we wanted to bring you this story because a fascinating study is coming out of California. A nonprofit group, along with a group of academics, gave 100 homeless people $750 per month for a year, no questions asked. So what would they spend it on? Here with the answers is Professor Benjamin Henwood, who is a professor of social policy and health at the University of Southern California. Thanks so much for joining us here on Business Matters. Ben,
happy to be here.
Answer that question then. You know, I'm sure, unfortunately, people have a lot of stereotypes, don't they? Often wrongly so when it comes to people who are homeless. What did they spend that money on?
Yeah, sure. Well, so, I mean, $750 a month is obviously, it's not enough for someone to go out and rent an apartment. So the money in and of itself is not going to lead to someone exiting homelessness right away. But what we did see are people are creative with their money. They do spend it on a lot of basic needs. So we saw the majority of the money just went to food. We also saw some money go towards different housing costs, but just things like transportation, clothing, other basic needs, including healthcare, that they spent their money on.
That is interesting, isn't it? And do you think when we see this study, if you do decide to extend it, if it continues to produce results like that, it will change the perception of the economics of homelessness, won't it?
I think so. I mean, I think people would be surprised. You know, there's a lot of stereotypes about how people will spend their money. A lot of it, people think, on illicit activity. But honestly, people used it creatively to either get much needed car repairs because they're living in their car or their vehicle. You know, they used it to buy a bike so they can, you know, get employment and do food delivery. There are lots of interesting ways that people use this money that helped them from where they were in the beginning of the study.
That last point you made there is an important one, isn't it? Because they were using that money to add to their own income, to actually have a way to begin to earn money, because often the problem is they have no way of doing that.
Yeah, that's right. And we even saw the money sort of open up other doors. It might be that, you know, they have a family member or a friend who does have a room or has a place where they could stay. But if they have nothing to offer, then oftentimes those aren't options. With a little bit of money and they can contribute in some way, then all of a sudden they find new opportunities of places to stay.
I mean, the point, I suppose, of this story, the point of the research is to change some of the perceptions that we have of the economics around homelessness. Ben, final point to you on this, and thank you for joining us and talking to us about this particular study. You're there in Southern California. There's been a lot of focus on San Francisco. You've looked at the economics there behind homelessness, but around California, one of the wealthiest parts of the world, is it increasing as well?
It is, and we've saw our federal government release numbers, and homelessness is at its highest point that it's ever been. And, you know, in large part, that's just driven by a lack of affordable housing. I think people associate it a lot with poverty, but really it's inequality and people getting priced out of what is a basic need, a place to live, is really driving this issue.
Listen, thanks for joining us. Look forward to speaking to you again here on Business Matters.